will fucking choke on my
Haha, not me this time. Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey One Tap Podcast. I am your host, Whiskey, and joined with me today are my co-hosts, Uni.
Hello.
Jordan.
Hello.
And Mikey.
Shut the fuck up.
Hola.
All right, how we doing, guys? There's somebody fucking dying in the background, goddammit.
Yeah, someone always gets the slurp, yeah, so it's tradition,
I swallowed,
you know?
In the wrong hole.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, we all do like a group slurp at the beginning, and
someone chokes, you know, it's just tradition.
Fucking Jordan over here, rich British bastard, drinking a goddamn milkshake.
Hey, chocolate fudge milkshake. Don't get it that wrong.
Don't get it right, son.
What would be your guys' favorite milkshake if you had to choose?
Chocolate fudge brownie.
Shit. For me, peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, man. Peanut cookies, chocolate or peanut butter.
Where the fuck are you finding peanut butter milkshake?
Baskin-Robbins.
He makes it himself.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Right. It's like Reese's peanut butter cup fucking milkshake. It's so good. It's so good, bro. It's like, oh, that. It's again, it's diabetes in a drink, but.
What about you, Uni?
My favorite milkshake.
No, your favorite kind of fucking shoe. Yes, a milkshake. Adidas.
I don't know.
How do you not know your favorite kind of milkshake, bro?
I haven't really had that many milkshakes to choose from to be my favorite. Although I did like that milkshake that Jordan made me taste. It tasted like that banana medicine.
It's banana yazoo.
It's good.
It's because all she drinks is coffee at Tim Hortons. It explains why. Maybe you should try something different besides coffee, you know?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Hey man, there's nothing wrong with coffee. But, you know...
You're making it seem like there's something wrong with coffee.
No.
Coffee is fucking great, dude. Coffee is like... That's my blood type is coffee.
Yes.
He's part of the group. Come on, Mike. Get with the program.
He drinks it flat, though. He doesn't put anything on it.
Flat?
Yeah.
You can't get coffee flat.
Like the black coffee, the one that you don't put anything on it. Yeah.
Well, that's just called black coffee. It's not called flat coffee.
Whatever, same thing, who gives a fuck? No.
How dare you?
Sorry, how did the term flat, like, ever, you know, make its way into the world?
Because they thought the world was flat.
No, yes. That's... Oh my fuck.
Yeah, we're all flat earthers here. We all believe the earth is flat. Right?
Ooh, they're nice knives.
See, because there's a dome, you see. There's a dome that keeps us from falling off the earth. That's why.
Hey, Kayla, will I ever need a nice 6-piece sharp titanium black plated knife set?
Always.
What?
Awesome. I'm buying it. I'm just scrolling for Amazon deals.
I know a good topic.
What is that?
So now that we're done talking about fucking milkshakes.
Oh, yeah. This is just a heads up for the viewers. We're jumping at this with no topic tonight. We're
like
winging
always.
It.
Like, yeah, like we've literally... they don't care, like, this should be, you know, maybe decent.
It's okay.
We're fucked.
Hold on. We have to throw out a disclaimer, though. For the audience listening, any racist banter or anything like that, tough shit, deal with it. Okay. Disclaimer done.
Well...
We totally mean it.
No, we don't. No, some of us are just ignorant little bastards, but that's fine. Moving on, what would your guys' favorite memes of all time be?
Memes.
You're asking the meme queen. Good God.
Good God.
That's me, bitch. I got some memes for you.
I'm talking about you.
I don't know, man. I'm bad with memes because I'm not the one that
you can't see.
What about the listening meme? I like the
I'm gonna look up blind memes now.
Shut up. Shut up.
No.
See?
Oh, Mikey Rip.
We love you, man.
Yeah. No, you don't, liar.
I kinda do.
Like
kinda do.
No, see, because I'm not usually, because I don't go around the internet a lot. So I don't know, I don't necessarily know where to find them. So usually when the ones I do have, I just save them because they're funny, because someone has sent them to me. And okay. I just take credit later on for finding them. Like, oh yeah, I found that. Yeah.
Hmm.
And it works. You know, it's like a meme dealer, you know? Yeah, like you got that good stuff.
I was a big fan of the, a little bit of a fan of the Uganda Knuckles meme.
Who didn't love the Uganda Knuckles meme? I love
a lot of people.
Even clap I know
my, clap with me, my brothers. The queen. It's the queen. Clap with my brothers.
My God.
Wait, can we all do the cluck? The Ugandan cluck? Let's do it.
Clap with me, my brothers. It's the queen. Welcome to Uganda.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no, that fucking meme was kind of funny for a minute, and then, like, apparently it died out. People are still doing that shit on Instagram. Like, there are Instagram pages, like, dedicated to only posting one picture for fucking years. And one of the Instagram pages that I've come across is the same picture of a brick for like a fucking couple years. And it's literally like the same picture of a goddamn brick. Let me look it up. And people do this for a lot of shit.
You should do that for I don't know, for you, James.
Yeah, same picture of a brick. Following four, he almost has 10,000 followers. He has 367 posts.
Bricky the brick.
Yeah, same picture of brick, and then there's the same picture of a toaster who has 86,000 followers, 572 posts. Of the damn. Of yeah, dude, I'm just scrolling like fucking page after page after page after fucking page of a toaster. And hey, it looks like a pretty good toaster.
So, guys, I'm gonna ask you guys a question. Did you guys ever cheat during high school?
Cheat on tests?
Like, just in general, to like get through high school. Am I the only one that did that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
I cheated on every test I had except the GCSEs because they didn't let me. Hence why my grades suddenly took a turn.
Hey, man. For me, I won't lie. The only way I got through geometry was because at the time my school wasn't really the best with technology and stuff, and they had just started integrating Google Classroom into the mix. And I was part of the special ed program. For me, they had this one specific room in the building where it was for special ed students to go in there and get extra help if they needed and stuff like that. And since there was that room in the building, there was a specific Google Classroom, or like, you know, a specific classroom room, like in the app itself, for where the teachers would put the answers to stuff in there, for so that whenever students would come up there, they not necessarily get the answers, but they were able to get help in it and stuff like that. That way the teachers in there could understand the subject and knew what was happening, so they could help them explain better. And and keep in mind, this is a classroom that only teachers have access to. And so me, so or so they thought, until a certain blind kid was like, oh, smarty pants, you know. And one day they were having a meeting on the classroom, and I was walking by, and I just happened to get a listen of Zed code for the classroom. And guess who started passing in geometry class?
Dave.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously. It just brought back memories because I have a test, my midterm for history tomorrow, and it's a test that I can take that I'm not taking it in person because of Corona, so we're supposed to take it online.
You're just gonna Google the answers, aren't you?
Well, even not just that, but the teacher, like whenever you have a disability, you can have accommodations, and my accommodation is extended time. And I was thinking, well, the test is timed with a program on the computer, and it's only an hour and 10 minutes. If I ask for extended time, the teacher has no other way of extending it but sending me the actual test on, like, PDF form. And I asked her, and guess what I got? The test in PDF. The test in PDF form. So now I have all day to write out the answers, plus there's no way of her knowing whether I looked up the answers or not.
There was no way of her knowing anyway. You could have just gone on your phone to look them up.
Well, not necessarily, because the program that they use at my school, it can detect whenever you're changing between tabs on your computer.
Yeah, that's why you don't know. That's why you use your phone, you douchebag.
You're right.
You have your phone open, and you're talking to your phone, so blah, 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 you know.
But it's like, not hardy.
I'm just not good with history, you know. Some people are like, you retard, you're supposed to, you just memorize. And I'm like, yeah, tell that to this person that has, like, the worst memory in the world. Thank you. Goodbye.
Kayla?
Yeah, I can memorize, like, entire sheets of codes for my work, so...
But can't remember what I told her yesterday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, did you know Amazon are doing a deal on booty bands?
How are they?
Booty bands.
Oh! I want to share something that I did. Kind of, it was pretty stupid, really, but it was
kind
of funny.
Did you use a booty band?
No. What the fuck?
You went to work on booty shorts, didn't you?
No. Okay. So I probably have told you guys this before, but so I was scrolling through PlayStation community parties. I came to this one, and they were, like, decently chill people and everything. And so I join, and, you know, we're talking for a bit and everything, and then this guy's talking about how in his high school this guy, you know, bullied him and made fun of him and was overall just a dick. And,
hey, you told us about this.
Yeah, well, I didn't say this on the podcast, so.
Yeah, you're right.
So anyway... it's kind of funny. He's the guy who's telling us this ended up, like, prank calling him a bit because he ended up somehow getting his phone number. Or no, it was from his, like, best friend, I think. And you know, we tried to prank call him for a bit, and it turned out, like, he would never answer his phone or whatever. I'm like, well, what else do you have on him? He's like, oh, well, I have his address. And I'm like, just randomly sitting around, like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, like, I'm friends with his best friend. And then he sends me, like, oh, yeah, this is his address, this is his number, you know, and that sort of thing. So I'm like, great, all right. Like, what can we do with this guy's address? We got to do something kind of fucking stupid with this. And then I came up with the idea is I'm going to go on Amazon, and I'm going to buy a 12-inch dildo, a rainbow-colored dildo, and send it to this guy's house. Keep in mind, this guy's like 18 or 19, so he still lives with his parents. So, and it ordered yesterday. It finally arrived yesterday. And we're still waiting on
an answer.
What the fuck? Apparently, the last update I got was they put it in the mailbox. So somebody had to open up the fucking mailbox to see the package. And it was in his name, so...
I hope it was dildo-shaped.
I'm guessing, if I had to guess, the conversation probably went like, what the fuck is this? Thinking that the kid's gay or something.
James has had a specific, I don't know, he's been very connected to a lot of dildo stuff happening lately.
It's, I have not.
Scary, you know?
Yeah. Did you guys know you can buy a wheelchair on Amazon?
The fuck is a wheelchair?
A wheelchair.
What's a wheelchair?
I heard wheelchair. I'm like, oh, is that some stuff from the UK or something? That's cool.
What's a wheelchair?
I don't know, man. A wheelchair. I'm like, oh, that's cool. A wheelchair. What does that do?
Well, you see, a person who can't use their legs, they sit in it and they wheel themselves around.
Oh, I know that. I get it now. A wheelchair.
You don't sound like you do.
well, you want to? I don't want to hear it. I thought he said wusha. I now know it meant wheelchair.
Okay.
We're only 104 pounds. I might buy a wheelchair and just pretend I'm disabled sometimes.
No, don't do that. That's so fucked up. Please don't do that. I'd be upsetty spaghetti.
But I'm also very lazy, so that means it's good for me.
Yeah, I'm lazy too, but if it's just that, then just don't get up from bed. That's it. That's what I do.
Well, I just found a terrifying outfit of the gingerbread
Oh,
man for
I
sale
got.
on Amazon.
Wait, what?
You got.
I'm gonna have to take a screenshot. It's terrifying. Hold on. I
I
don't lose
won't.
my page. Hold on.
Guys, I love it. It's starting to get at the time of the year where it gets up, like it gets like dark really early, and it gets like the sun comes up very late, and it's like yes, more time to sleep.
I wish that was the case. It just means I have to get up early.
Oh, if you guys had to get like think of something, what would be the best thing that's happened in 2020? Given that 2020's been
Nothing.
just kind of shit.
I sent the picture on the media section of Discord.
Oh, okay. But what would you guys say is the best thing of 2020 for you?
Nothing.
No, come on,
You mean
something.
between the corona, the forest fires for my friend's country, the death, the
The
earthquakes, the
Australia
tsunamis,
drowning
the
and being on
drought?
fire and then drowning, you know?
I don't think there's much good in 2020, to be honest. I
I
mean, barring
mean.
like Assassin's Creed Valhalla coming out, that's all I'm looking forward to, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, you know, it gets delayed up to
It will get
2021.
delayed. It will get delayed.
Yeah.
Why would they
Let's
release a
see.
good game in 2020, which is such a shit year?
Let me see. Yeah.
True.
I don't know. 2020 has just been a downward spiral all the way up until now.
Have any of you looked at this terrifying question I just posted on the Discord? I don't post anything. Take the time and go and have a look.
You
Alright,
know,
fine, I guess. Oh,
I'm
yeah,
so
I've
glad
seen
you're
it.
right. You don't post anything. Go look.
Oh, so
Go check.
here's something funny. Anytime you feel like the dumbest moron in the universe, just remember, Kim Kardashian played poker wearing mirrored glasses.
What?
That's fucking dumb.
I don't get it. Why would she do
Well,
that?
she play she
didn't
wore like
realize.
mirrored glasses,
Which means the opponents
while
could
she's
see her
playing
cards.
poker, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck? That's stupid as fuck.
Well, I know if I ever play poker with freaking Kim Kardashian, I'm making it strip poker. Jesus.
Hey man, not just that, but be like, bet $20,000 she won't no balls, and she'd be like, okay. You gotta play
Well,
with
no, because
this.
you know how strip poker goes. You get them out of their clothes, then you see what else you can ruin them out of. Their house, their finances, everything.
Just like, put down your house, you won't. Have you guys
She's
ever
got
even played poker?
20. She can deal with one house lost.
Have you guys ever played poker before?
Yes, yes I
No.
have.
Poker's actually pretty fun. I like playing Texas Hold'em. And I feel like
I
I'm pretty
prefer
good at
Texas
it.
Hold'em.
Does
Never.
GTA poker count?
No.
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 Well, there's this game called Prominence Poker on PlayStation, and it's like
Oh,
you play
yeah.
basically yeah, you play basically Texas Hold'em. In that kind of poker in the game, and it's actually fun. I like it because it's a good way to kill time, I guess, whenever you're bored and you have nothing else to do. Just play some poker with some imaginary money that you don't have. And then when you win $1 million in it, you're gonna be like, I wish that was but
I
then
don't
you
know if
realize,
we
okay.
should do it today or like another episode or something. I could talk about my experience in the Six Invitationals of 2018.
Yay, more
Okay.
siege. You could do it right now. I mean, we
Well,
don't have any necessary.
we could do it in like a future episode if you guys want, 'cause like
Do it
we have
now. Tell
talked
us.
about Siege.
What did you do? Well, because I mean, not necessarily. It's not
Just get it
necessarily
out
about
of the
siege. It's
way.
just yeah. Because I mean, it's not necessarily your siege. Because you didn't just go to like, oh, just this gaming convention. It was like you went to Montreal, man.
Yeah, okay.
It's a big tourist part of Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also shit. Is it
I
though?
thought it was amazing.
Well, you live over there.
It's only amazing the people who don't live here.
Yeah, you live over there. It's like the people that go to Puerto Rico for like to visit
Well,
there, like to El Viejo San Juan. They go
I'm
like,
having
well,
flashbacks from last podcast when he asked me about London.
exactly. You know, it's like you know, and that's a big thing, like about tourist places. It only looks good if you've never been there. And like, if you've never been there, and you, 'cause if you lived there, the Yorodies, you're like, eh, I see that shit every day. Don't really care.
You only see the bad part of it when you live there. Like, you're done with it. You're just
You're
like,
like, I'm
somebody get
tired.
me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, okay, tell us, how was your experience over there in Montreal, James?
Okay. Yeah, so basically what had happened was, we ordered like a couple months in advance, a trip to Montreal. We heard that the Six Invitationals were being showcased in Montreal. I think at what was called the Tohu Arena or something like that. It was mainly just like an arts like display arena or stadium or something like that.
Did you drive down over there, or did you take a plane?
We drove. We drove for like 10 hours.
You're only
So
10 hours away from fucking Montreal.
Yeah, no, I thought it was gonna be like a hell of a lot
You
more
don't
than
stick
that.
to the speed limits, anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly. So we drove in two different cars. So I took my car, and I drove. A lot of people may know on the Instagram or whatever. I drive a 2007 Grand Prix, and with extremely fucking low miles. I was glad to take that up to Canada. I went up there, and then my friend Jackson took his, and he drives a Ford, fucking Fords. He drove his Ford F-150 up there, and it was me, my best friends, Jackson, Justin, Nick, and then it was my girlfriend at the time and Jackson's girlfriend, and so it was all six of us. And we basically just kind of convoyed all the way up there and everything. I had to follow behind Jackson once we got into Canada, because my speedometer or whatever, it doesn't switch from miles per hour to kilometers an hour. And that was really confusing for me, 'cause like I'm like looking at everybody else. I'm like, how fast are they going? 'Cause I'm like sticking with them. Like, I don't want to get pulled over in a foreign country that I don't even know. But no, like getting into the to Canada, it was so easy. Like, all I had to do is like, here's my passport. Here's my buddy's passport in the back and everything. And they're like, all right, yeah, you're good. And that's it. Like,
Go ahead, eh?
we could have brought a goddamn arsenal in our trunk, and they wouldn't have known. They wouldn't have checked it. Like,
Well,
and so,
the sniffer dogs would have got it. They
well,
can
there was no
smell
sniffer
gunpowder.
dogs on the one that we went to. It was
That's
just like
insane.
one guy.
That's suspended above the car.
but anyway, so we get in there, and like over the course of an hour, we see about like 20 fucking Tim Hortons, dude. There's Tim Hortons everywhere.
Damn
It's
right.
crazy. And me,
Wasn't even that good.
shut the
Fuck
fuck up.
you.
Tim Hortons is fucking amazing. I don't get anything fancy there. I just get a medium triple triple and a Boston cream donut, and I am set. Okay,
Way to go.
We leave from Michigan like right
It's
after I get out
fucking
of work, which is
brutal
around
in
like
places
6 o'clock.
like that.
When we're heading up there, and it's like February, I think, was it the 12th or 13th? I think. I think it was like the 12th or 13th. And we drive up there, and it's almost pitch black by the time we get into Canada and everything. And we stop like halfway, and then it was like maybe 12 or 1, maybe 2 a.m. if I had to guess. We stopped halfway and then got a hotel and everything, and woke up the next day, just hightailed it in the morning. We got to Montreal. Dude, the place is fucking huge. Like, you could go. I feel like it makes New York look like a little tiny fucking figurine. Like, that place is fucking huge. And Montreal has got its own. It's essentially like an island. So you have to, like, if you want to get into the middle part of Montreal, you have to cross all these bridges and everything to get on the big island. And I was like, oh my god, this is really cool. But no, there's like signs and people doing everything. And it's like about maybe a bit about lunchtime at that point. And so we're driving around, seeing everything. And we ordered an Airbnb prior. And for those who don't know what an Airbnb is, it's like a rented house or like small resort area and whatnot. But it was like an apartment Airbnb. And so we got ours on the third floor. And on the first floor, there's like a huge pool area and everything. And in each room, it had like, there was a main gaming room. There was the living room. And then the back had like three different bedrooms. And so, you know, the living room is attached to the game room. And, you know, we'd watch TV and everything. And then if we wanted to go over and play pool or play air hockey, we'd just walk off to the side and do that. So the first night, you know, we go out to a pretty like decent bar, and it's got like this grill on the bar table. So when you know when you're sitting on the bar stool and everything, you know you'll see them like cook you a fucking burger just you know right in front of you and everything, and it's like that's really cool. And so you know we got a couple drinks that night and everything. And it gets a bit crazier after a while. And it was just overall like a really amazing night because, you know, the city's alive and, you know, there are people talking about Siege over in the corner and everything. I'm like, so we walked over to them and like, hey, are you here for the Six Invitational? And they're like, yeah, we're here for that. And everything was like, oh, that's really nice. Like, yeah, we're going to go get our tickets like tomorrow. And then, you know, we'll go in and we'll maybe see around. So we connected with some pretty cool people right off the bat. And so we get to the Airbnb and everything. And so it was me and Justin who get back first, and my girlfriend at the time. And then Jackson, Nick, and his girlfriend went out to go get a shitload of alcohol. And I'm 18 at the time, so, it, you know, it's legal for me to drink, I believe. And
no, it's 19, my dude.
You were okay. 19. Well, Jackson was 19.
In Quebec, it's 18, and the rest of Canada, it's 19.
Okay.
You were good, bro. You're Gucci. You're chillin'. Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, they get like a shitload of alcohol and then come back to the Airbnb and everything. We don't know what's up, so we're just chilling. And you know, Jackson comes through the front door, you know, almost slamming down half the bottle. And you know, he all he wants to do is just get flat out drunk that night or something. So it was more of a celebration for him than anything. And so, you know, we brought about $200 each in American cash because we planned on, like, betting against, like, who would win and, like, you know, the tournaments and everything. And we ended up betting a lot of that money right off the bat when we were playing pool and shit. And so, you know, we're all playing pool and everything. And some of us go down to the first floor to you know go swim in the pool area and everything, and I eventually get tired of having like a glass or two of like it was Crown Royal Canadian whiskey, and so I'm on the first you know the first floor just right outside the pool just you know kind of resting a bit, and then all of a sudden I just hear. Ah, and then sploosh. I open my eyes and I'm like, did Nick just fly off from the third fucking floor down and land into the fucking pool? And, you know, he pops out and he's like, what's up, man? And I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You can't do that. We're going to get fucking kicked out or some shit. And so, you know, I'm trying to, like, calm everybody down, and Nick's half drunk, like, falling from the third floor into the fucking pool. And, you know, so it ended up being down to me and Jackson being one of the very few that were still awake and we're chilling, playing pool and everything. And so, you know, we're playing pool and, you know, me and him are betting money. I'm like, I'll bet you $50 if I win this match. And he's like, yeah, sure. We put it on the table and everything. He ends up losing that match and, you know, he walks away and I'm like, are you good, man? He's like, yeah, I'm good. He walks out the door and he closes the door and I can just hear this muffled scream. He's like, fuck! That's how he lost like $50 that night. And I'm like, yeah, he's pretty drunk. So then that night, you know, we all went to bed. Some of us woke up with a bit of a hangover and everything. And then we finally get to the Six Invitationals, right? And You know, we get our like little badges and whatnot. But apparently we forgot the receipts because they were on Jackson's phone. But apparently somehow Jackson forgot his phone when he woke up that morning, and he had all of our receipts on it and shit. And so, you know, the guy at the front stopped us, and he's like, "Hey, can we see your receipts?" And we're trying to like look through our phones. They're like, "I don't have the receipt. Jackson has all of the receipts and everything." And then, dude, this guy's like almost fucking 8 feet tall, dude, just standing above me. He's built like a fucking rock. I just look up at him, and I'm like, "Montaña." And he laughed a little bit, cause dude, he looked like Monty Mane, dude. And so, you know, we ended up having to go drive back to the Airbnb, get Jackson's phone, and then come back. And you know, he let us in and everything. And so we get in, and dude, the majority of everybody was just cosplaying and shit. Like it was crazy. You know, it's very lively and everything. And you know, after this podcast is done, I'll send you guys some of the pictures on the Discord and everything, so you can see. And so, you know, for a good while, we're just kind of like roaming around, just trying to talk to people and see what everything's about and shit. And, no, it was really all laid back. They had their own, little like area of like, I wouldn't say it's a gaming area, but it's like a guest area where, you know, they have their own little restaurant or snack area. And that was my first chance to get poutine. And poutine, holy shit, it's like diabetes in like a plastic little bowl. And it's like fries, gravy, and cheese, and dude, it's, oh my god.
It's bad, huh?
It's bad, but it's dangerously, it's evil, dude. Like, it's very tempting, like, not to take another bite of it, but... You know, after a while, when you've had poutine for the last 3 days and you stare at it again, you're like, "Oh, no, yeah, no, that poutine. Ain't it, Chief." But no, so we go to the guest area and everything, and they have these gaming areas for you know, the people to play the new Siege or whatever. And so, you know, after a while, you know, we're kind of getting settled in, getting in line for people to play. The new operators, and the new operators at the time were Finca and Lion, and a couple people suspected what they did and everything, but we got to try them out for the first time and see what the game's like, see what the new game modes are like, and that was the infected, or like the quarantine, I think is what it was called. No, it wasn't quarantine, but it was like an infection game mode. You remember that, Mikey? The
yeah,
little.
That's besides the point. Yeah.
So, you know, we got to try it, and we're, like, trying to take pictures of everyone and everything, and, you know, what we're doing, and trying to, like, message our PlayStation buds. He's like, "Dude, I got to play it, like, this is what you need to know, like, nobody else knows this, because..."
That's what James sent me, Riley the Bum Sniffing Dog. Yes, I remember Riley the Bum Sniffing
Dog. Yeah, Riley. So, after getting a couple snacks and playing Siege and everything, we got to the main stadium. And we had like a seating area at like the bottom. We didn't, unfortunately, didn't get the top because that's like an extra $100 or something. And we already blew like a couple grand, or like at least maybe $1,500 on like the entire trip of the 3 days that we've been here so far. And so, you know, we get at the bottom, and then they have, you know, other than the cosplaying people, they have actual. Canadian like security, like border security, and the police, and a small border amount control. Of their special forces and everything, and one of which was Riley, the bomb sniffing dog. And it was like a German Shepherd, and he was wearing like this tactical vest, and it had like a couple patches on it, and it said Riley on the side of him. And I'm like, "Dude, that's so cute." I'm like, I asked the guy, I'm like, "Hey, can I pet him?" He's like, "Yeah, go for it." We pet the dog and everything. And we're watching as the games unfold and everything. And for the good while, I remember, I think it was Evil Geniuses versus FaZe. And FaZe ended up losing that. And it was for 3 days they did these tournaments and everything. And, So, you know, it was just back and forth, like evil geniuses versus FaZe, like
Fuck my Timbit. Sorry, may you continue.
So anyway, if evil geniuses killed a member of FaZe, FaZe would instantly kill a member of EG. And if, you know, it would go back and forth, back and forth. So it was always like one on one. It was like a trade-off, dude. And it was very hard to like watch some of it because it's like, dude, FaZe was pulling off like a lot of good fucking like plays and shit back there. And Canadian was the guy I mainly focused on because I fucking loved Canadian from Evil Geniuses. He made some really good plays back there. And then I forgot what the fucking bald guy's name was, but he's like a master at like throwing all the nades and shit. So he'd like bounce grenades off the walls and shit and then end up getting a kill. And it was like, oh shit, like that was crazy. We didn't see that. And so yeah, that was like the first day of the tournaments. And these tournaments went on for like 3 consecutive days. And so, you know, the first night, right after all the tournaments were done and everything, and people were going to the, not the semifinals, but the pre-finals or something. I think it was the pre-finals, the semifinals, and then the last day was the grand finals. And so the first night we went out to like a shitload of bars and everything. I think the first one was, I think it was District 961, if anybody like lives in the Montreal area, like you'll know that place. And it's this very, very like posh like bar essentially. You know, everything's clean. Like when we walked in, we thought like we didn't fit because we weren't wearing fucking tuxedos and shit. But some people were there from the invitationals that really didn't fit, so we, you know, kind of chilled with them and everything. And you know, we ordered these whiskey fireball shots, and for like a dollar or two more, like you could light the shots on fire and then you could drink them. And so yeah, so we ended up getting like 20 shots in all for about 6 of us. And then we had them light them on fire and everything. And the bartender said, "Hey, if you're gonna drink," he was specifically talking to me, by the way, because I had a beard. And he's like, "Hey, this shot is on fire, okay? You have to chug this like really quickly. Don't take your time at it. This is on fire. It will burn your fucking face." And I'm like, "Okay, I think I got it, but I'm very fucking nervous. I don't want to do this anymore." And he's like, "We have a fire extinguisher in the back." I'm like, "Yeah, but if my face turns on fire, I'm not gonna have you do that to me." So, I'm very hesitant about it first, and then you know, I end up taking my first shot of the fireball, like literally on fire whiskey, and it was really warm inside of my chest, like you know that normal warm feeling. You know, after taking a shot of something, it was like that, but a little more hot in there. And you're like, I just swallowed
Yeah, you burnt
fire.
fire.
And so, and you know, the fire will eventually go because, you know, it's going into you. And you know, I guess like, I
You'll
don't fucking
digest
know.
fire.
Yeah, I digested fire. And so, you know, that was really cool. We ended up having to get an Uber that night, and then go back to our Airbnb and everything. And then the second night, or the second day, you know, we all woke up and everything, went back to the Invitationals. I think it was the second day, or maybe it was the third day. You know, we kind of, you know, obviously did the same thing as like talk to the cosplayers and get pictures with all of them and everything. And I think it was either the second night or the third night where, there was a match before the semifinals or the grand finals, and that was when they took pieces of the people of the teams who died early off, who like lost the early matches because they weren't necessarily needed there anymore. But they, you know, turned around and said, "Hey, would you like to be a part of like this multicultural group? Like you'd have 2 people from Australia or like 1 person from France, 1 from Germany, 1 from America, and like these 5 different people from these different clans who got wiped out the first day, and they put them in a clan, and they put these guys in a clan and everything, and then they just versed each other, and everybody was ended up being recruit, and then the one guy chose Lord Tachanka, and that's when the whole crowd cheered, and they were like, yeah, and everything. It was so fucking cool. And yeah, they ended up just doing knives only and shit, so that was fun. And then the last night I remember, night to remember was Evil Geniuses versus Penta, and it was on Clubhouse. No, it wasn't Clubhouse. It was Coastline. It was on Coastline, and the bomb was in the kitchen, and all Evil Geniuses needed to do was stay separated and hold an angle and everything, and then Hibana comes around the corner with her SMG, shoots both of them, then they instantly win the match. And we bet money, like, oh, I bought $100, like, Evil Genius is gonna win this, because they were doing really good so far, Evil Geniuses were, and then Penta just made a comeback immediately, and it was like, dude, this is fucking scary. Like, I felt for a couple minutes, like, it seems like it was staged, because, like, how can you get, you know, like, four rounds or four matches in a
momentum,
row?
Dude. It's
yeah, but, like, but Evil Geniuses just, like, literally came back all of those matches. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they got their ass smacked and handed to them on a plate. And I'm like, dude, that's just fucking, like, come on, dude. And so, you know, after that and everything, we're just kind of crying and everything. But we told ourselves, like, hey, whoever wins, you know, the pot of money and everything, has got to go out and buy us all drinks. So the money is going to be spent nevertheless. And so we go down to the arena's local, or, like, they had, like, a little bar area for, like, all the gamers and some of the clan members and everything. And so no, we're sitting there taking drinks and everything, and I look over to my right. You know who I see?
Riley the Bomb Sniffing Dog.
No, it was Macy J.
Well, you seen Macy J?
Cool. I literally seen Macy J. I'll send you pictures in the Discord.
Did you talk to him?
I was so, like, very nervous. Like, I didn't want to go up to him because, you know, he was talking to, like, 10 other people at a time and everything. And I didn't want to, like, you know, overwhelm him and everything. So, you know, I hung back and everything. And I think Jackson was the only one who knew who Macy J was and everything. He's like, oh, yeah, he's a YouTuber. That's cool. I'm like, but that's Macy fucking J. Like there is no, like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, that's the fucking guy with these crazy-ass strategies and everything. Posting on fucking YouTube. He's got, I think, 1 million subscribers. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'd spent a long time since I've seen his videos. Man. But I'm like, dude, that's fucking Macy J. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's right there, like, 10 feet away from me. And I'm like, dude, that's so sick. And, I mean, the best thing I did was, like, I waved at him and smiled, and he, you know, he, I guess, waved back. Maybe not at me, but, you know, it was really cool. And so, you know, that was really nice. And then we all went to this little bar and grill where it was like a, and I'll wrap it up here pretty quickly. But it was like a Vikings feast bar and grill. Like, you had a shitload of food on the table, like, right off the bat. Like, if you ordered, like, just a steak or something, they give you a steak, they give you, like, a fucking pasta, or not a pasta, but, like bread, they'll give you fucking vegetables on the side and everything, they'll give you a giant-ass beer glass and everything. Like, it literally seemed like a fucking Vikings dinner, like, that we're in. The whole place looked like a kind of like a log cabin-ish, so I felt like I was in For Honor for a minute. I'm like, did we just switch games, or?
Yeah.
For the last night when we're all drinking, we're having like a big thing of the Montreal lager or something like that. We all stood up in our chairs, And we all kind of jokingly were like, hey, should we say it? Because like we were planning it when we first walked in here and everything. And like, should we all say it? And we're like, yeah, fuck, it's our last day. So we all stood up and like clashed our glasses together. And we was like, we just yelled, Valhalla! As we like cling our glasses together and everything. And people kind of laughed at us. And some of us looked at us like we were fucking weirdos. And so... Now the day after, that's when it was like the last day, and everyone was kind of going back to their homes and shit. Yeah. So
in a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your experience with it, Montreal?
10 out of fucking 10, dude. Like, dude, we did so much. We like that was me just summarizing everything that had happened.
All right. So since James already told his story, anyone else want to share a cool place that they visited or anything like that?
Well, I've only really been to Spain and Rome. That was when I was young, so I don't really remember any of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I went to Canada, but yeah, poutine was good.
Yeah.
I would hope so. You ordered it with bacon and, like, mincemeat and all that stuff extra in it.
What about your uni? What place have you visited that you really liked that you had a really cool experience in?
Huh?
What place have you visited that it stands out for you, that you're like, man, I really enjoyed going over here.
It's okay, Mark, you have to simplify it a bit. Where you go that you like
it. Oh my god, stop. I just didn't hear the question. I went everywhere in Canada and most places in the US, but and I went to England too, but I got really, really sick when I went there.
Well, that's no
I bad. Didn't have a very good time, but I got to see Jordan, which was nice.
You got the pig flu.
Fuck
man.
You, I made you soup. You had perfect time.
You were just sick of seeing all the British cunts out there. You're like, ugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that happens daily, too. Like,
I had a lot of trouble keeping anything down. This soup
tired of seeing
is
all the bullshit.
Thank you.
Me, sadly, I haven't been able to go really anywhere. You know?
The only,
dude, you went
like,
to fucking Oregon and met some of your friends online.
Well, that's Oregon, though. We're talking outside the U.S.
You went to Florida?
And yeah, but again, that's all in the U.S. That's all normal
well,
places.
Well, it's still a cool-ass trip.
Let's be honest here. Florida is its own thing.
Yeah, but I went to, like, I didn't go to anywhere cool. It was just, I just went to Kissimmee. It's just not really a big deal. It's just, well, it's a rich town. But it's, I don't know, it's because my uncle is a doctor, so he lives there for some reason. But besides like, Florida and Oregon, that's the only places I've been able to visit. But that's because my plans to visit cool places just have been completely stopped by Corona. So those are to be continued, you know? You know? Because I did have a lot of places that I want to go to, but I haven't been able to accomplish going to those places because of the fucking COVID.
Well, if you want, and, you know, and we've talked about this a bit before, but, like, dude, I definitely want to at least make a trip to Canada to see uni, and then you can fly up to fucking Canada, and, you know, you can see me and uni, and, yeah, that's about it.
No, yeah, because, I mean, I'm going to Canada next summer, so...
What day? Well, like, what month, you know?
Around June or so.
Okay.
I don't know, it's around that time.
Some of our fucking viewers are gonna be like, making a flight! Like,
yeah. It's fine, no one watches us anyways.
Yeah.
You know, that's we're sad. Talking to no one right now.
No, I mean, we got a decent listenership.
I don't even know why we're getting sponsored by Raise.
Oh, yeah! So, yeah!
Yeah, the company that he forgot about, yeah!
If you guys...
See that, guys?
If you guys love energy drinks, then you should probably check out Raise Energy, and it's a lot more than just your standard energy drink. Yeah, it's got like no sugar. We're so losing this sponsorship or whatever.
They even beat other energy drinks like Monster and so forth and so forth. I can't remember everything you said.
Yeah, they beat John.
They beat John. John?
Yeah, good.
Dude,
John deserves
Monster is John.
Oh.
No,
like
I know who Monster is.
Well,
but Raise beat the other energy drinks like Monster and all that crap you mentioned last time. I was trying to help you out, but
let's try this now. What is one besides the places you've visited? Like, because of course, Uni. If I did ask Uni, she'd probably say go back to UK. If I'd ask James, she'd say Canada. If you ask me, I would say Canada too, because that's the place I'm going next summer. If you ask Jordan, I don't know which one he would say, but so yeah. What is one place, again, besides the one you've visited, that you guys would like to go to visit at one point in your life?
Philippines.
The Philippines, why is that?
Beautiful nature up there. It's amazing. Hmm.
If yeah, you I've heard save it money, is. My dad and the family are going to go up there in like 2 years.
I ain't fucking going with your family, for Christ's sake. If I want to go, I'm going by myself.
My God. I'm going to be going there too. Jesus.
Wait, when are you going?
In 2 years.
Okay, I'll go in 4.
What the fuck?
What about you, Uni? Where would you like to go that is not somewhere that you've already visited? Or fuck it, it can be so just somewhere new.
I would say Mexico, but I don't want to get stopped by the cartel.
Mexico, you could go to, like, you could, there's some good tourist places in Mexico. You just gotta know where to go.
It is now.
Just don't go to New Mexico. It's very rip-offish.
I feel like I'm just gonna get stuck in some sex trafficking ring or some shit.
You would like that.
No, I would not, actually.
You would enjoy that.
Depends how much they're paying.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be paying you. They would be paying the client.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fuck. So you even know how sex trafficking works, James? They don't pay you.
Well, no.
Fuck!
They're going to be paying your pimp.
Yeah, you're just getting...
Client. Well, I don't know. Are we going to pay the client to have sex with him?
No, because... Do you really have to explain how sex trafficking works?
Let's
no,
let's,
I don't
know
how it works.
Let's wait until, like,
client.
I don't know, the next
saying,
episode
no, the client
or
pays
never.
For the person.
Oh god. Okay. Well, yeah, James, you're not getting paid. Yeah, that's not. It's not how you think, buddy. It's not as glamorous as you think.
Damn.
You're just out here like, huh? Maybe I can be a sex trafficant, you know? James, I don't
maybe.
Think it would be a good idea. That's not a good idea, buddy. FBI, open up.
Oh god.
Well, it'd be like that, bro. You know, you gotta be careful what you say. Big Brother's watching, you know. And conspiracy theories and shit like that.
Yeah.
You guys believe on that one conspiracy theory that no one ever went to the moon, really?
Well, the whole moon lander was fake kind of one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could believe that to a certain extent. Like, so one of the things was, one of the biggest things was, how would the flag be waving if there's no air? You know, there's like no wind, you know?
Well, you see, they took a fan with them and plugged it into their shuttle.
I don't think it works that way. Because you need
air.
It'd
still work.
That.
No, it just needs some form of pressure.
Well, see, it wouldn't be waving. It wouldn't be waving inside a building either. Because there's no air inside a building either. So this fact that people say, oh, yeah, it was filmed in a studio. It doesn't make sense either. Because it wouldn't be waving in a studio either.
No, I mean, because they'd have, like, all the materials to, like, fake it in a studio.
Yeah.
Like a green screen.
Yeah, like a green screen and shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Like, okay, if they hypothetically would have brought a fan to the moon and shit, don't you think that they would have said that and that would be why, you know, the flag was waving? But they never said that.
Ooh.
Matrix. He just said, hey, we landed on the fucking moon.
Oh, you know what, though? I did speak about my family earlier with my dad. I told him that about the podcast, and now he's going to be listening to it while he's on his way to work.
Hi, oh, Uni's dad!
Hello. Yeah, we're a bad influence on her. It's true.
You tell me that
I
now?
Always... Yes, after you're being an asshole.
I'm trying to, like, remember back at, like, all our episodes.
He's and... like, what is that? Is that my daughter's boyfriend? Oh no.
Alright, whoa! Like, yeah, we just kind of skipped an audio. That's crazy. Anyway, if you guys enjoy our content and enjoy what we do, please go follow our Instagram page at WhiskeyOneTap. It would be much appreciated. Thank you all so much for listening. And yeah, you'll forever wonder what the fuck conversation we may or may not have had in the last 2 minutes. But thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye!